So hey guys, Zuru here. That's Zuru with the Z-U-R-U, and I'm here in my very first podcast. That sounds very weird when you say it out loud. Anyway, I'm Nigerian. I'm Igbo. That's my tribe in Nigeria. Currently, I live in Canada for school. I go to the University of Waterloo. I'm in my first year. I'm studying global business and digital arts. Basically, it's a pretty good school, good program, but sometimes I get so lost in this big place trying to find myself. And that is one thing I'm going to talk about in this podcast, because it's something that's really, really important. And yeah, basically, that's it. So let's get into it. I decided to talk about something today. I didn't know what, but when I started like brainstorming, the first thing I wrote on the paper was social media and its effect on us. And the first question I asked myself was, really, do we really know what social media is? And then I did a Google search, because that's the first thing I tend to do. Anyone that knows me knows like I Google search every single thing just to be factually correct and shit. So it's not an addiction, I just like Google searching things. Anyway, so I Google searched it, and it was basically an app or platform, like a website that allows different people to interact with each other. And I was like, okay, that is how we see. But at the end of the day, I always hear people saying things like, oh, social media is the reason why our kids have a false sense of connection with the real world. Social media is the reason for cyberbullying, decreased productivity, an increased rate in the rate at which people's privacy is being compromised. And I'm like, that is total rubbish, because social media is an app that's being controlled by people. People should know right or wrong. You cannot tell me that the app is compromising your privacy. You are compromising your own privacy by pressing the buttons that will compromise your privacy. If you're not being productive, that is not the app's fault. That is your fault, because you are the one that's not being productive. And when I say that social media is basically real life on the internet, people think, well, it's not really real because these things don't actually happen in real life. Exhibit A. Cyberbullying happens because people cyberbully on a daily basis in the real world. Like, people bully other kids in the real world, and then we reflect it on the internet. This is not rocket science. Exhibit 2, people say, oh, Instagram is making us vain. Sorry, honey. You standing in front of your mirror for like 20 minutes is the equivalent of you posting 20 selfies on Instagram. There is no difference. Like, basically, in real life, we talk about fake people and fake flexing. Oh my gosh, fake flexing on Instagram. But at the same time, the kids that fake flex on Instagram are the ones that, as kids, used to tell you stories about things they didn't have, and you obviously knew they were lying. Those are the kids that are fake flexing today. Should I go on? Yes, I'm gonna go on, just to make my point extremely clear. We talk about fake people on the internet. Imagine like you don't really like someone, but you're still their friend. That's the equivalent of you still having someone on your social media, maybe Twitter or something, still following the person, not liking their tweets, but still following them anyway. That is the same thing as being really fake, because you're like, oh my god, why is she always saying this? But you don't really like the person, just don't follow them. Like, it's not so hard. But that is something people struggle with in real life, being confrontational, being the person that's gonna put their foot down. It is normal. This is real life. I've always seen social media as reality, not an escape from reality. Because when you start escaping from reality with social media, you just go into other people's realities. It is still real life. It is still reality. And you have to treat it like real life, because you need to understand that if you take something, if you can be reckless in real life, don't be reckless on the internet, because it's always going to come back and bite you. This social media of a thing is something that if you use it well, it can elevate you, it can take you places. And if you use it badly, you're just gonna come so down that you're not even gonna know what happened. Like, it's gonna be like a ripple effect, because the world is so unforgiving. Like, if you die now, I'm so sorry to say this, but maybe 100 out of a billion people are gonna care. So why invest so much in looking for these people's approval? Because at the same time, you're looking for people's approval in real life. You are just an extension of yourself on the internet. There is no difference. You cannot escape it. And to explain this point of being an extension of yourself on the internet, apparently some places of work today, before you get the job, when you go in for that interview, they get to know you, blah blah blah, then you leave and they say they're gonna get back to you. Do you know they do background checks? Do you know that somebody's gonna find you on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and literally go through your post and see what you talk about, what your values are, what your opinions are? And if it does not reflect well on the brand, you are not getting that job. I think a lot of people do not understand that fact, and it's really, really sad, because we botch so many opportunities just by being reckless on the internet. And I feel like if you can't do it in real life, just don't do it on the internet, because it just makes you seem like a really dodgy person. And I'm going to give an example. This is a very, very funny example, but Joe Budden and academics, they're both... Okay, Joe Budden is a rapper, a former rapper. He's now retired. And academics is... let me call him an influencer, a social media influencer. He reviews music and he basically keeps people up to speed with what upcoming rappers are doing and what rappers are doing, basically. So they had this show called Everyday Struggle. And on this show, they basically talked about things, reviewed music, talked about what goes on in the inner workings of the music industry, etc. But then one thing I noticed was that academics had a really, really loose mouth on the internet, like a really loose mouth. He liked to say anything when no one was there. Like, he can tweet anything about anyone. He tweets something about Drake, probably feeling like these people are never ever gonna pay him any notice. But then he gets this platform, this show, and you think he'll be a little more careful, but no, he still does it anyway. And then when the guest he slandered come in real life to talk to him, he always finds it hard to give them that same energy he's always using on the internet. So when they come out like, oh, why did you say this about me? He's struggling over his words. He doesn't know what to say. He doesn't know how to defend himself. And that's one thing that a lot of us can fall into if we are reckless on the internet. Treat it as real life. This is real life. Basically, people don't even need stories anymore. They sell off their Instagram pages. That is how powerful social media is. People tweet things and their careers are ended forever. Just imagine the power in it. So just imagine, if you can't do it in real life, please do not do it on the internet, because there is no running away from it. Nothing on the internet actually ever gets completely deleted. I don't know why you think that if you delete a tweet, it's gonna go away forever. It's somewhere. I'm telling you something. It is somewhere in something. Somebody's gonna bring it back one day and it's still gonna bite you. So just be careful what you say before you say it. And another thing I feel like social media is doing to us is making us feel like we have to have an opinion about everything, and that our opinions are somehow facts. I don't want to say that anybody is not entitled to their opinion, that they can't speak their mind, but I feel like sometimes trying to be so opinionated and have an opinion on everything, we end up hurting people in ways we cannot even imagine. Because especially when you don't know much about the subject and you feel like, oh, I have to have an opinion on this, everyone is talking about it, it doesn't really matter. Like, if you're not going to take the time to research, then don't do it at all. Like, it's so simple, just keep quiet. Because, like, I read this tweet the other day and somebody was talking about how Stephen Hawking, he just died, may his soul rest in peace. He's free now because he's not in his wheelchair anymore. And disabled people felt so bad. Like, so many people were coming out saying that, oh, so you think us we're in our wheelchairs, we don't feel free? And it was like, really, really bad. I was like, why did this person even say this? Like, what made this person think it was okay? You are not disabled. You probably do not know anyone that's disabled or had a conversation with anyone that's disabled. And you felt the need to say something like that. I felt so bad. And I feel like people just need to take a step back, evaluate themselves from the inside before they start talking about other people, because like that's where we're going wrong. We're pointing fingers, saying things about this person doing this, looking at this person's life, saying, oh, they're a bad person. But at the end of the day, are we saints? Is anybody really, really perfect? And the answer is always going to be no until we die, because I don't know anything about being a perfect human being in order to go to heaven. The best you can do for yourself is just be the best you can be. And I think people really, really need to work really, really hard in that department. I'm not trying to say I'm perfect. I'm very far from perfect. But I just feel like we just need to work on ourselves before we work on other people. Like, take the log of wood in your eye before you take the speck out of somebody's eye. Like, it is so simple. Just take a step back. Close your eyes from other people's lives and work on yourself. Yeah. So basically, what I was trying to say is this. At the end of the day, social media is a platform, it is a tool. But at the end of the day, only 1.96 billion people have this tool. The rest of the 4.2 billion people that do not have this platform, 4.2 billion people that do not have this platform are not gonna, they're not dying somewhere. They're okay. So at the end of the day, you have to realize that it's not something you have to use by force, because everybody else is using it, especially if you know you can't be yourself. And I think that's the most important thing on being on the internet. Just be yourself. Anything you say, just be able to stand by it. And yeah, just be ready for whatever comes your way and be ready to defend your opinion. And remember, you don't have to force your opinion down anyone's throat. You can explain to them where you're coming from, but they don't have to accept it. And anytime I open tweets where somebody has shared their opinion and the comments under are always the same thing. How can you say that? And the person always comes back and says like, well, this is what I believe. If you don't believe it, walk away. Like, you don't have to interact. Like, you don't have to see things and engage. Especially if you know the person is looking for attention, you've given them the attention they need. Some people do that thing where they say the most outrageous things when people are going to react just for clout. So don't fall into that position, because when I see tweets like that, I just like, bye, bye, bye. I'm not going to retweet you. I'm not going to like you. I'm not going to help you push an agenda where you want to be pretentious on this platform just to be popular. Like, that's so shit to me. I don't know. I feel like I've rambled for the past 10 minutes and not actually said anything concrete. So, oh my days, I don't even know what I'm doing. I've said everything I wanted to say, basically. Oh, yeah, that is everything I have to say for today. This is my first podcast. Probably it will get longer. I'll have better topics because I'll ask people what they actually want to hear. And hopefully, it's gonna make sense to somebody. And the last thing I want to say before I go is trends and people feeling like they have to follow trends. Remember, trends are made by other people around you, and everything is societal construct. If you don't like something and it's a trend, you don't have to do it. I feel like so many people are pressured to do things they don't like. I know this one girl, she didn't like Vans, like the shoes, like the black and white ones, the old schools. But she said, oh, but everybody wears them. And I feel like if I don't have at least one pair, it's gonna be like I'm not cool. And I used to think people never used to think like that. But when she said it, it really, really hit me in the corner. I was like, you don't have to get them if you don't like them. I haven't gotten them not because I like them, but because I haven't had the urge to. My mom came for the summer and I didn't even look at the shoes twice. It was something that just passed and came. Like, I felt like the pressure to be who we're not is so much. Like, do things and be there and make moves, make clout, do things. Like, it's so much. And I feel like just do you. if you are not successful in the next 20 years, you're going to be successful one day. Just you need to put it at the back of your mind that you're going to find what you're going to actively be able to do and be good at. As long as you're looking for it, you will find it. You don't have to rush it. You do not have to. Because I feel that's how I know people that have started, like, let me talk about myself first. Let me give this example about myself. Okay. So, I'm the kind of person that I will start something and not finish. I'll start a blog. I'll do it for 2 days. Boom. Blog drop. I'll say, oh my God, I want to start a clothing line. Done. Months of planning. Drop. Nothing works out. I want to start a graphic design company. Drop. Nothing works out. Let me tell you why it hasn't been working out for me. It hasn't been working out for me because my reasons for doing these things have been totally, totally bad. They've been to basically, in a sense of the word, blow. Basically to be somebody. Basically for people to know me. And at the end of the day, when I start getting that recognition from people, I do not want it anymore because I'm like, what if I fade out? And that's what always happens. I always end up fading out because it's really, really not what I want to do. So today I'm going to take my time and find myself before I start doing things that I shouldn't be doing and investing so much time and energy into something that I know is going to crash and burn just because I want the clout. No, I'm not going to do that to myself anymore. And I feel like you shouldn't too. So you just find yourself deep. What do you like to do? I think what I do now, I don't say you have to necessarily do it, but before I do something, I go through a 3-month trial period. If after 3 months I don't have the same passion for it, honey, I'm not doing it anymore. I really didn't like it. It was a moment of sparked interest that I just ran with, and if I go on it in the long run, I'm just gonna fade out. So yeah. I was stuck for a few seconds. I was so stuck. Anyway, that's basically what I wanted to talk about today. So in the end, be careful how, you use social media. It's real life. It's not an escape from reality. It's not fiction. It's not a facade, like so many people like to say to sound cool. It is not. It's real life. And whatever you do here, the funny thing is that people don't get arrested for the things they say. They don't get arrested for the things they do on social media. Maybe on the internet, but on social media, exactly. The highest Twitter is going to do is suspend your account. The highest Instagram is going to do is suspend your account for a few days or something. Like, there's really no steady precautions for these things. And I guess that's why people feel like, oh, nothing's going to happen to me. But at the end of the day, the real world is always there to come back and bite you. So just be really careful. Don't be reckless on the gram. Don't be reckless on Twitter. Don't be reckless on Facebook. And please don't be reckless on Snapchat. Like, that app is gonna die very soon, but as for the time that it's still here, just be that. Don't be that person that's just being extremely reckless and just talking to people anyhow, thinking like, oh, I can say what I want to say, I can do what I want to do. But at the same time, when you offend people, it's really not just you anymore. It's a bunch of people you don't even know being triggered by what you're saying. So you just really, really have to be careful. That's something I'm really working on. I'm trying not to say things I don't mean and not step on anyone's toes. Not being fake in the sense of, oh, I'm not going to say what I really, really mean, to not offend somebody. Offend, when I say offend, I mean like deeply offend somebody, especially when I did not intend to. That is what I mean when I say offend someone. And yeah, and with that note, I think I've said everything I wanted to say. You can leave a comment down below on what you thought about this podcast, because I feel like I've just rambled for like all this time, but hopefully that is not the case. What else? Before I continue with how I want this podcast to go, like in the future, I'm just gonna let you guys know a little bit more about what my philosophy for this podcast is. So basically, it's gonna be like real life, like things that are plaguing people, like the weirdest thoughts and perspectives. I will be addressing them here. From me, I really, really like conspiracy theories, so I'm gonna throw a few in here just for fun. Like, you don't really have to believe them, what else am I gonna do? I'm gonna do like talks with my friends, so I'd connect someone on the phone and like record our conversations, and yeah, just basically talking about real shit, what's going on in pop culture. I was gonna talk about Jenny Aiko and Big Sean, but that sounded like a really, really shallow subject for a first podcast. So I was like, no, not today. What else? Yeah, books I'm reading, because I'm big into history and philosophy right now. So as I'm interested, I'm gonna put you on to like basically what I'm reading. I'm reading The Mistress of the Revolution right now. It's a really good book, like basically the French Revolution and how things looked from the royal side. Basically, I've read a lot about how it was to the people that were actually rebelling, but I want to see on the royal end what people are actually doing during this French Revolution time. What else am I reading? I'm watching a lot of shows. I'm rewatching Atlanta right now, the show by Donald Glover that he produces and stars in. It's a really good show. It's really funny. It addresses a lot of societal ills, especially when it comes to black people. I don't even want to get into black people issues right now because we could be here all day. My favorite rapper at the moment, because music is my life, is Joey Badass, and I'm gonna play us out with Devastated by him. So I don't even know what to say anymore, but if you've gotten up to this point, thank you for listening. Don't worry, when I get the confidence, because it took me like 10 tries to actually start recording something tangible, and I really, really hope this is still recording, because my phone is asleep right now and I do not know, but hopefully it still is, fingers crossed. And yeah, basically that is what I have to say. I don't want to be repetitive and say everything I said again, that'll be dumb. But yeah, hopefully you hear from me again. My friends will give me good feedback. If they don't, I'm not gonna touch this. Honestly speaking, I'm not gonna invest money into this if people are not gonna listen. So hopefully people like it. What else is up in my life? I have a ton of work to do for school, so I should probably go now. Okay, bye guys. Z signing out, because my name is Zuru, so you get the Z. Okay, bye.